Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Cooper Lake State Parks, Steve Killian. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah. And of course, there's South Sulphur and there's Doctors Creek, and for all intents and purposes, two different state parks.
They're actually two different parks. They're amazing in their own special ways.
Right.
But we have the cool ability to visit two different state parks right here from Commerce, or pretty much anywhere in the listening area, either Doctors Creek or South Sulphur.
Yeah. I have seen some beautiful photography and video on your Facebook page, which really sell the park, I must say.
Well, we understand that most of your listeners can't come to the park every day.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is bring the park to them through our videos and photos. We have a professional staff of dedicated park rangers. They're always out in the park working, but when they see something cool, they're going to take a picture of it. They're going to shoot a video, and we're going to upload it and let you guys see it.
Well, you've done a good job of that, and it was a beautiful video of deer out there in the park. And I'm seeing, we live in Delta County in the country, and I'm definitely seeing more deer just around our area, and so I'm sure you are out there as well.
We've had a really good year for deer. The rainfall early, so the food sources are great. The great fawn survival. So if you're interested in seeing whitetail deer, come out to the park after you get off work. Drive through, take a look, and take pictures, and you'll see deer on both park units. They're beautiful. I never get tired of seeing the white-tailed deer.
Well, I'm excited to see more deer than we have in the past in the country where we live. And then you had another video of the stocking of largemouth bass.
Yes. Well, with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, there are multiple divisions, state park divisions, the one that I work for. But we also have another division that we work very closely with. That's Inland Fisheries, and they monitor Cooper Lake, and they actually brought out 209,000 fingerling largemouth bass about 6 weeks ago. Stocked those in the lake. They're not going to be ready to catch, you know, this year or next year, but the year after, with the good environment we have in the lake, we might be taking a few of those fish. So
209,000.
Not all those will make it to catchable size, but a lot of them will.
Mm-hmm. And it takes them 2 or 3 years to grow?
Depending on the fertility of the lake and a number of other factors, but it probably for the minimum size length, it would be about probably three and a half, maybe four years.
Are largemouth bass the primary fish for fishermen at Cooper Lake?
Well, actually, they're not. People do catch nice largemouth bass, but probably Cooper Lake may be known as the best blue catfish lake in the state of Texas. Now, we might have a few other lakes that will argue that point, but I would argue the fact that Cooper Lake is the best lake to catch large trophy blue catfish. And really nice channel catfish are caught there. This time of year, hybrid striped bass are being caught, and then sand bass, or also known as white bass, are being caught in large numbers.
We're talking with Steve Killian, and Steve is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, both park units, the South Sulphur and the Doctors Creek unit. So a number of events, late summer, early fall events coming up. This is Saturday, Sunday night, September 1st, Starry-Eyed and Star-Crossed. This is a stargazing event you all are having.
Well, we have lots of programs at both Doctors Creek and South Sulphur. And the program you mentioned, it will happen just shortly after sunset. And you'll have a ranger there, Miss Bianca Banda. She's our educator, interpreter. And she will lead you on a journey through the night skies, through the heavens. And it is an amazing program. She'll have a laser pointer. She'll be able to point out different constellations, planets, stars, and really tell you guys and weave a story that you will not forget.
And it's being out there at night, I think, is a different experience of being out there in the daytime, but something special about being out in that kind of environment at night.
There's something special about it. And you mentioned being out there at night. Also, through September, we're going to have night hikes. Bianca and volunteers will take visitors through the woods after dark, and let your senses, probably not your sight, but your other senses will be honed, and you'll get to experience what these Northeast Texas woods are, what they feel like at night. And it's going to be safe.
Now, that stargazing event, the star-eyed and star-crossed event, Sunday night, September 1st. And then there's an event, and this is, by the way, what we're talking about here is Labor Day weekend. So a lot of people will have some time off. But Monday, Labor Day, September 2nd, you're having an event at 9 in the morning called Home is Where the Heartwood Is. And this is a tree.
It's about trees. And it's a play on words, but it's truly an exciting program that our interpreter will take you through the woods. We'll talk to you about trees, how trees benefit the ecosystem, how trees benefit us, and weave that story for all the attendees.
We'll have you back soon. We'll talk about some of your September events. Sunset kayaking is one that's coming up later in September. You're doing a program on edible plants and native plants, and an astronomy event. Real quickly, Saturday, October 5th, you're having another concert at Doctors Creek.
Yes, we're excited about that. The Doctors Creek Music Fest, we're going to have local talent. They're going to play from 3 p.m. to 9. It's a Saturday, and it's going to be a free event.
Steve, we'll have you back soon to talk more about Cooper Lake.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
Steve Killian is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Parks. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.